Where do you go next? Where's your next stop?
We're going to be playing at the Evening Muse in Charlotte, which is one of our favorite places to play. So then we're going to head up east from there to Baltimore, and we're going to play the CMJ Festival in New York, and then heading up northeast.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That CMJ show.
We had a great time there last year. So hopefully this year will be another good year for us.
Last year was a great show. We played at the Living Room, like Friday or Saturday night. Jesse Harris was on the bill. Jay May, who's a friend of ours, was on the bill. So it was a good night.
So you did some touring with Greg Brown, right?
I'd love to say that.
Yeah.
Just one show?
Yeah.
Where was that? When did you do that? Tell me about it.
That was actually right after CMJ last year. You know, we played at Irving Plaza with him, and it was kind of a strange way that it happened because it was a last-minute thing, and, you know, we happened to be sitting with the guy who books the venue, who is also from Iowa, from our hometown, and he got a call that Greg was supposed to be playing with his son-in-law that night, but his daughter was having a baby, and he had to fly home. And so suddenly they needed an opener. I just happened to be sitting with the guy who books the place. And he makes a couple of calls, and I actually we started our European tour, for me, literally 4 hours after that show.
Wow.
I had to catch a taxi to get on the flight to London to start our European tour. So we had this, you know, we had CMJ show, and the next day we played Irving Plaza with Greg Brown, and then 4 hours later I was on a plane to London, and then we started our... You know, we had a 2-month European tour of the UK and some, like, Germany, Switzerland, France, and the Netherlands. And that was just a crazy stretch of time.
All kicked off by that.
You know, with a great show, a great opportunity to play with Greg Brown. He's just, you know, we're from Iowa,
Sure.
I cherish his music for a long time.
So your Europe following is really growing. I know you have another tour coming up here before long. You're going back over.
Spring, yeah.
So how do you find the audiences over there? Are they really receptive to your music? Obviously, they're liking it.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it's definitely different from place to place. But in France, we had this funny situation where we were booked in this club, and we were like, this club is too big for us. You know, this is only our second time to Paris. And it was a big... Oh, I don't know how big, 500 maybe more. And it was one of those nights that stacked with four or five bands on the bill, which we're used to in New York.
A place called Flesh Door in Paris.
Yeah. And so we show up, and there's a band headlining. We hear them sound checking, and they sound really good. They're from Belgium. And some other songwriters, and... The room starts filling up. We're like, great, these headliners have brought some people. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. And then we go to get on stage, and all the people come up front, and we're singing, and they're singing our songs.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Was so
people
crazy.
Knew all the words.
We'd
our
only
songs
been to Paris me. One time before, and we I guess just drew the right people who just happened to be at our show, took an interest in us just from MySpace or whatever, mm-hmm. and they just went out of their way to promote the heck out of this show without even really telling us that they did all this.
They just really liked it and spread the word, and, you know, everybody bought our CD online. And
sure.
Yeah, just, that was a great feeling, you know. It just seems like there's more of a hunger for new music in Europe than it seems like there is here, because we're sort of spoiled, you know, in the mm-hmm. States.
Well, there's just so much land to cover here, you know, and it's there's so many people doing it. There's a lot of people doing it over there, too. But, we found in Switzerland, which is a very different reaction, was still a very, very warm and positive one. But they're not the kind of people who are going to sing your songs and stomp their feet, but
they'll buy your CDs. Sold more CDs at every single Swiss show than probably any other place in Europe. But
yeah, and they really,
they're like, they're culturally kind of like reserved people. So you're playing, your heart's out, you don't know, are they really like it? And then they crowd you after, they crowd up to the stage after and want to buy your CD and make you sign it and all that stuff. So, you know, it's really, there's just a, it seems like a really well-structured music, live music listening culture there, and, you know, people mm-hmm. really support new stuff, and they're not really as dependent, it seems to me, on radio, but they're more like want to see who's coming through town and get the CDs, and it's like exciting for them to have something that's not carried necessarily in stores or, you know.
Yeah.
That was great.